Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Relief Band. If you regularly suffer from nausea, listen up. Relief Band is a clinically proven wearable nausea solution with no drugs or unwanted side effects. It treats nausea caused by motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, and more, using technology that sends signals to your brain to stop nausea quickly and effectively. Get relief today. Shop now at ReliefBand.com. And to get 20% off your purchase, use the code RELIEF20 at checkout.
Hi guys, welcome back to Speaker Anarchy. This is Ekta, and I have a wonderful brand with me today. I know a lot of you have heard about them. It's truly kind of, when I discovered the brand, I know that social media was very, very much buzzing about it. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to the founders of Le Prunier. We have Jacqueline Taylor with us and Allison Taylor. Welcome to the show, guys. I'm so excited to be hosting you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love your brand. I love the two products. It's really, really fascinating to me how powerful the plum is in terms of just anti-inflammation. And I want to talk all about that, but I would love for you guys to kind of take us down memory lane, tell us about the brand and how it really got, started off. I know that the heritage really goes back, right? So I would love to hear all about the beginnings and all the good stuff.
Sure. From a high level, we were raised on a fourth generation family farm in Northern California. It was founded by our great grandfather in 1916. So it's, over the years, it's really grown and evolved, but we've been organic since the 80s, long before it was this, kind of a household trend. And then I think, my sisters and I, we really were just inspired by the power of plums. So we grew up working harvests, farmers markets. Jackie and I used to hire older friends to drive us to farmers markets to make spending money on during the summers on the weekends. That was fun. But then when we were in high school, our father actually started bringing us all kind of individually. And sometimes we would go together on business trips to Asia. 80% of what we grow on the farm in Northern California, I should mention, it operates as the world's largest grower of organic plums, so dried plums. So it really makes our business, Le Prunier, unique because we grow, harvest, press, everything in-house. It was really on those business trips that we realized how highly regarded the dried plum is as a super fruit throughout Japan and Korea. So it really prompted us to just kind of look at the main commodity in the States and wonder, why aren't people thinking of this, the dried plum as a super fruit? It has more antioxidants than kale, blueberries, and spinach. So I really credit Jackie with thinking outside of the box and just wanting to start testing the plum oil. And we did 2.5 years of that. And I'll let you chime in, Jack.
Yeah. We really, prior to launching the business, our plum pits actually had been going away as waste. And so we did a bunch of research on the plum pits itself. And we, lo and behold, found that it helps with melanin inhibition, anti-aging, dark spots, age spots. But also a really great thing about it, just across the board, we found that our youngest sister, Elaine, actually has eczema. And so she has very delicate skin. And it was through her using the product that we actually found it was very anti-inflammatory, very gentle and soothing to the skin. So upon realizing all of this, and too, it's also non-comedogenic, it was really the light bulb moment where we thought, oh my gosh, why are we throwing this away as waste? And it's truly the moment that, we put our heads together and thought, okay, we always knew we wanted to work together as sisters, but it wasn't until later in life that we had this aha moment, like, okay, this is how, you know, we will launch the business. And then, you know, I have to credit Allison for this, that it was really her that wanted to launch Le Prunier as a retail line. And so, you know, lo and behold, we did. And the feedback from the rosacea, eczema, dermatitis community has been huge and overwhelming. And, you know, personally, my sisters and I, we've always struggled with hormonal acne. So for us, you know, our hero product, our Plum Beauty Oil, has always been something near and dear to us, because at a very early age, you know, we've always had to be mindful of what is in, you know, our ingredient list. And this is one of the few products that, you know, all of us can use, knowing that it doesn't matter if you're using, you know, a very aggressive vitamin C or retinol, whatever product or regimen you're using, you can combine Plum Beauty Oil and it's not going to clog the pores or promote acne. So, you know, through and through, we just, you know, love our hero product and why we launched Le Prunier as a business.
No, it makes sense, actually, Jackie, because I think that, you know, for me, when I first tried it, I was just blown away with how amazing it is as like the last step in a routine, or even the only step, because it's very, very, like you said, the anti-inflammatory aspect is huge here, you know. And I was actually speaking to a derm, you know, a couple of recordings back, and we were talking about this idea of like the inflammasome, you know, in the skin, and how it is really an emerging topic when it comes to skin health, because these days, you know, you had mentioned rosacea, but even if you look at acne or, you know, psoriasis or any kind of skin condition that causes redness, that's inflammation, you know? And so it's sometimes, you know, people will go to the dermatologist and they'll get prescribed these really heavy duty steroid creams that are actually kind of, in my opinion, an oxymoron, because, you know, steroids cause thinning of the skin. So it's like, I look at your product and I'm like, this is brilliant, you know, because you can apply it on anything that is like, you know, any kind of redness, and you will immediately see within like a few minutes that it goes down, and it really does work. So
And, you know, as a mother to two, you know, I have a newborn and also a 2-year-old son, and it's something that they both have very gentle and delicate skin, and it's also, you know, pediatrician approved. So I love using it, you know, for that reason. It's anti-inflammatory, but also even for the little ones, I can put it on their skin, and it's just something for, you know, as a family brand and a family business, it's something all of us are able to use. And you just have that, you know, that confidence knowing that, you know, it's not going to irritate the skin. And that's comforting at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. I think that it's interesting to see that products such as, you know, for example, we're talking about the hero product, which is the oil, which, by the way, I love, you know, I really love it. I've recommended it already to so many of my friends, so many of our listeners. You know, I know there's some of you that are listening in right now that you've reached out to me about inflammation, and I've definitely recommended this product to you. So, you know, it's just a really wonderful, wonderful, product. And I just really commend you guys on taking something that is, that you were considering as waste, and really, you know, rethinking it and examining it, and in the true spirit of science, coming up with a solution. You know, that's really, really cool to me. I find that to be such a huge point when it comes to like clean skincare and clean beauty brands, is that this idea of innovation lies in nature. And there's, you know, brands like yours are the ones that really show us that, you know? So I really, really admire that.
Yeah. I mean, we really look at, you know, I have to say that growing up on a family farm, being raised with, you know, the principles of eco-friendly businesses and sustainability, I think we've approached kind of skincare and health and wellness in a really holistic way. And it set the foundation for us to really approach it versus, you know, we wanted to make sure we were creating this natural, really gentle product and lean on the dried plum in those inherent benefits versus, you know, I think those things sometimes are overlooked, and people really, you know, like you were mentioning steroids, they dive into those things. And it's first and foremost, just, you know, looking at what you're eating, you know, consuming, putting on your body, and just kind of taking it down a notch and really cleaning your routine up. You'll see tremendous results. So yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And a lot of times too, you know, the simplest solution oftentimes is, you know, right in front of yourself. And there oftentimes are, you know, a laundry list of ingredients in a product, which, you know, can be what is in this. But also, you know, I think the beauty about and why we love Plum Beauty Oil so much is that it literally is one ingredient. And sometimes things need not be overly complicated. It's just relying on, you know, frankly, Mother Nature and, you know, the beautiful properties. And, you know, we grew up just, you know, having plums and dried plums, incorporating that into our diet when we were younger. And they just have so many beautiful benefits that, you know, really kind of was, well, if the same holds true for the edible plum, then wouldn't the same be the case for the byproducts? And that's really why we started to explore the byproducts.
Yeah. I mean, I think you said something very, very, you know, brilliant here, Jackie. And that is the fact that, you know, Mother Nature has this wonderful way of what I like to call dosing. You know, I think that we look at skincare these days and we see all these lab made ingredients or lab modified ingredients. And my biggest question to brands is always, you know, well, where's the dosage? You know, where's the amount that, of product that I should be putting on my skin? You know, and no one really has an answer or no one really discloses that. But then when you're dealing with something like, you know, your brand here and the oil, for example, you don't need to worry about that because all of that is built in. Nature has that built in. You know, it's like, you know, it's one thing to extract a specific compound, but it's another thing to, you know, extract like an oil, for example, which is the, you know, the situation here, because you have a lot of stability in that compound itself and that formula that comes out directly from the plant. There's inbuilt stability there, you know, from a science perspective. So I think it's a very, very interesting concept. And I think that, you know, people need to really kind of start gravitating towards this when they're considering skincare and also looking at clean beauty at the same time, you know, is looking at, well, what is it that I'm buying and how much of it is actually what the product is saying it is, you know, with you guys, it's plum, right? Plum oil. So how much of the plum oil is actually in there? Those are the questions I really wish consumers would like look at, you know what I mean? More so these days. So. Yeah.
Just a little fun fact about our plum oil, actually. So there's 250 kernels that are cold pressed into every single bottle. So it's just like, it's just pure, pure plum oil.
We really did sit down and count that out.
Forever, but it was important.
That's wonderful. No, that's wonderful. I love knowing that. I mean, as a consumer, I appreciate knowing that. You know, it's like, I know what I'm putting on my skin is real. You know, it's not fluff. It's not like watered down by other, like, for example, you know, I know so many oil products that you'll put them on, you'll be like, well, why is there mineral oil in this? And why is there this in this? You don't see it till you read the ingredients. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, I really appreciate that you guys are transparent and very honest about that. Now, one thing I want to know is when you were going through the whole, you know, concept of, okay, we're creating this, we're doing this, we're going to make a brand. Did you guys look into like any studies? Did you consult any chemists about like, you know, the active ingredients in the plum that are kind of contributing to anti-inflammation or any of the real benefits?
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, it's first and foremost, you know, it's very important to us that it is efficacious. And so it goes without saying, you know, you can have a natural product, but I think there's that always that doubt, like, well, is it going to be equally as potent as a robust chemical? And so before launching, we definitely made sure to do a very in-depth clinical. And it was very important because, you know, for us, you know, the three of us to speak from the heart and honestly promote a product, we truly have to believe and love it. And so, you know, the only way we're able to do that and speak from the heart and say, this is something that we believe in and know that works was to do this clinical. And so we did this robust study. We did the non-comedogenic study, the HRIPT, sensitive skin, hypoallergenic study. So it's gentle for all skin types. And then, of course, in doing that, we had dermatologists, pediatricians sign off on all of that. So, you know, to answer your question, we definitely not only, you know, consulted with derms, but pediatricians. And so it was something very important to us that we can 100% say, this is, you know, a beautiful product, but it performs above and beyond and really speaks to the power of the plum.
Yeah, to kind of add to that, we spent almost 2.5 years just strictly testing the plum oil. And then in preparation to launch our plum screen, really it took us almost 5 years. So working very closely with our trusted advisors, our labs, even third-party labs, you know, we're very, very involved with all of those things.
Yeah. And that's actually a good point. So two with plum screen. So our second product launch also to, you know, we made sure in doing we did another big clinical for plum screen as well, but we made sure that in manufacturing and also it being produced, it's at an FDA ISO certified facility. But also we're really, really pleased and so happy that most recently we actually were certified by the Skin Cancer Foundation. And in doing that, you know, we're so happy to, you know, have that certification, that daily skincare seal. And, you know, through the process, they took a look at the phototoxicity test and they took a look, it was a huge board of dermatologists, some of them on Johns Hopkins board and just, you know, really well-respected dermatologists. And, you know, ultimately they looked at all the studies, they gave the sign off and that stamp of approval. So that's something that we're so happy that Plum Screen does have and really can provide efficacy and peace of mind to, you know, to consumers.
Sorry. You know, I think that it's interesting that you mentioned that because I was going to ask you about the sunscreen product because, you know, I didn't realize that the UV protection was there in Plum. You know, that's very, very interesting mm-hmm. to me. I was having a conversation, I remember about a year ago with the CEO of Alginist, and we were just discussing, you know, kind of throwing ideas back and forth. And I was telling her, I'm like, I'm telling you, the day is right around the corner where we realize that the best UV protection we can get is from, you know, naturally occurring things, you know, such as like, whether it's right. fruits or plants or leaves or whatever you want to consider, you know, it's really mm-hmm. going to be there in nature because plants are the epitome of being able to manage how much sun exposure they're getting and then utilizing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a beautiful, beautiful and natural progression, I think, for your brand overall to go into this, you know, second product being sunscreen. And I really enjoy the fact that you guys are sticking to the real heart of skincare and skin health, which is, you know, you want to make sure that you're protected. You know, I always say mm-hmm. if you're going to buy a brand, make sure they have a sunscreen, please, or they're right. about to come out with one. Exactly. You know, right, right. Like if they don't have yeah. a sunscreen or they've never thought about it, like why do they even have a skincare brand? It's right. not, it doesn't even make sense. So yeah, I think it's absolutely brilliant. And I actually love the sunscreen, by the way. I love it under makeup. It's very nice in consistency. It's very nice for like, you know, just in terms of like how it feels on your skin. So it's a beautiful product.
Yeah. Thank you. And, yeah. you know, it was a really aha moment. So the leading active is our plum superfruit complex in Plum Screen. Mm-hmm. And that actually is completely derived from our family farm. But the really exciting thing about it is in doing testing and studies, we actually found that it protects against blue light. So not only does it have the UVA, UVB broad perspectrum protection, but it also has blue light as well. So, you know, it was something we were not expecting at all. And, but it definitely coming from the all natural power of the plum, it's pretty amazing.
And just that's to elaborate so cool. on that. So the Plum Superfruit Complex is, it really allows us to lean on that ingredient versus an FDA approved sunscreen active, such as, you know, we include non-nano zinc oxide, but you'll notice that it's at 4.7%, which is significantly lower than most other SPFs. But what really makes up for that sun protection factor is the plum superfruit complex. So, and that's patented and that's unique to our brand, and also is kind of the ethos of our brand. And really what we're trying to accomplish with each product is to create a patented ingredient that is plum centric, you know, and if possible, upcycled, and, you know, from the byproducts for each new product launch, just to really set ourselves apart.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, that's interesting. No, that's definitely interesting. Go ahead, Jackie, you were saying something.
Yeah, we knew it was definitely atypical for the industry, but, you know, we really wanted to be true to our brand. We really do feel at the heart of Le Prunier, less is more, and really leaning on the power of the plum. And so, you know, in our mind, when we were creating it, we thought, you know, while it is, you know, industry standard to really create a sunscreen that is very robust with a chemical or a mineral, you know, typically 15% or more, we thought, well, if the plum really does have these inherent benefits, why not create a complex that really lies on those benefits instead of a mineral or a chemical? Because, you know, more and more we're finding studies where we're seeing that chemicals do seep into the skin, you know, that causes a lot of concern. And also there's the, you know, aesthetic with minerals. Oftentimes they can feel very chalky on the skin. So knowing we can use less of those, rely on the power of the plum, but then also that lends itself to, you know, a beautiful smell, but also a very moisturizing feel and anti-aging benefits. In our mind, it was definitely, while this may be atypical and not done, this is something that, you know, we felt very strongly about, and relying on the power of the plum to create plum screen.
I love that. I love that. And I really like, you know, I wanted to say this to you guys, even before the episode, is that, you know, it's very rare to find brands that stick to the hero ingredient, if you know what I mean. Like, they'll start off there, but it's hard to find brands these days that really stick to it. And I always, it always saddens me to see that, because they'll come out with one product and it's great, but then you have a very hard time coming out with, you know, the second product or a third product that's still focusing on that main ingredient. And I always wonder, I'm like, why, you know, because the first one's so great. So, so I think it's very cool. You know,
we're very, very fortunate, you know, that we do have access to such, a large amount of dried plums, and we truly believe they're the best in the world. So it just makes sense for us to continue on that path. And you know, like we said, we really do everything in house, and it just allows us to ensure the highest ingredient authenticity. So it just makes sense for us.
That makes sense to me too. So I would actually love to talk to you guys about accessibility, because I think that, you know, you have such a beautiful product, or two products rather, and I really, really think that these days there's so many consumers, as you know, investing in so many different types of lines, because, you know, everyone's dealing with so many different concerns. You know, I think we've seen in the skincare industry that, you know, this idea of personalization has come up a lot, the idea of people, you know, discussing different types of skin tones or skin types and what's good for what, you know, and I love those conversations, so don't get me wrong, but I think that there's also this, there's a lot of truth and a lot of benefit in discussing the, you know, universal nature of skin, which is just, it wants to stay healthy, it wants to stay nourished, and have those ingredients, you know, applied to it daily. And I think that your products are very much a testament to that. So you know, in terms of accessibility, I would love to get your thoughts on how that's been in terms of keeping the product at a good price, at a fair price for consumers, but then obviously sustaining this, you know, whole process of manufacturing, especially since you do it on your own farm, and, you know, all that. I'd love to get some comments on that.
Sure.
Oh, go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
No. It's just, you know, we wanted to make it at a price point that is accessible and reasonable to everyone, because as a family brand, we're looking at not only, you know, teens, but also in your 20s, you know, mom and dad are using the product. So across the board, it's very important that we launched with a price point that is accessible to everyone. But
Yeah, no, I think, and you know, I think there might be some people that would say 72, 78, it's a little on the higher side. It's not, you know, 100 plus, but, you know, since we do everything in house, and since we really do have access to the finest ingredients to create these products, we felt it was necessary to, you know, be able to charge a decent amount for these, you know, quality ingredients. But when we launched, I think we really took, you know, we took our time, and we wanted to be sure that this was a product that appealed to all genders, that was something that, you know, you could use on your child as well as your father, and everyone would feel really comfortable and safe to do so. So, you know, and as we grow and as we continue to launch products, I think that same through line will always be there. That's something that's just very important to us, and kind of, you know, the first people that tested these products were our family members. So we wanted to make sure everyone loved them.
Yeah. And
our father is the poster child for a guy with no wrinkles. He has a pump of palm oil on his, you know, in his bathroom, and he absolutely loves it. And so does my mom. So, you know, it just, yeah, we really wanted to make sure everyone would love it.
That's awesome. I love that. And I think that, you know, we can definitely say that, you know, I love it. I know a lot of people have chimed in and said they really enjoy it. So you guys have done just a phenomenal job, and I'm so excited to see what the brand comes up with next. Are there any sneak peeks you could give us, or any anything in the works that we should look out for?
Yes. Well, so, you know, the beginning of next year, we have a brand new product, you know, keeping it under the wraps, but it will be plum-based. You know, very efficacious and very much be in line with the, you know, the power of the plum and Le Prunier. So we're very excited to launch this new product in the new year.
Yeah, we're currently, awesome. we're wrapping up clinical trials on that as well. Making sure everything is really rooted in that science and the data. And then I also wanted to just mention, we are launching a little kit for the holiday season. So your viewers and your listeners, I should say, can check the website in, I would say, a month or two, and we'll have a little tiny kit on the site.
That's awesome. I love that. That's really nice. And that's a great way to like experience the brand. I love that. That's really cool.
Yeah, I think we're certainly looking at creating a larger size of the oil. That's been our like number one request from day one. Everyone just wants more. So,
oh my God, yes, please. Yes. No, you know. I would actually like to chime in on that too. Yeah, I'm one of those people. Make a body size, please.
Okay.
Noted.
Yeah. Noted. So everyone listening, I hope you guys loved this interview, and I really hope you check out the line. It's absolutely marvelous. And then, like I said, you know, I always try to reiterate this idea to you guys every time I, you know, go on air, is that every brand that I bring on Skincare Anarchy is something you can trust and that you can really rely on. And this is definitely no exception to that. I mean, you know, the whole brand, like both products are phenomenal. I've been using them since I got them. I use them almost daily, if not every other day, because the oil itself is a wonderful last step, like I mentioned, especially for my night routine. And it just really leaves your skin feeling so hydrated, so plumped, and just wonderful for the morning. Whether that's makeup application or whatever it is that you know your morning routine is, you're ready to go, is my point. So I really urge everyone, check it out, you know, leave some comments, some feedback for Allison, Elaine, and Jackie, and we'll definitely pass them to their team if you have any questions. But thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much, Allison and Jackie, for coming on the show. It's been such an honor to host you.
Oh, thank you. Lovely
enjoyed it. All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.